Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit Samplings, podcast 408. This time I have quite a bit to say, because I was surprised by Elder Scrolls Online's Gold Road expansion coming out on last Monday, and then Destiny 2's expansion, Final Shape, came out on Tuesday, so I have all kinds of new stuff to talk about. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So there is, of course, a bunch of new content and a new zone, possibly two new zones for Elder Scrolls Online's Gold Road chapter. But the big thing everyone will be talking about is scribing, which allows you to make your own kind of variations of spells. There are, I think, 15 or 20 sort of bases you work with, and then those bases have three different components, each of which have multiple options to pick from. So there are quite a lot of possible options. I think I heard some really ridiculous number, like in the millions of possible combinations of how you want to build the spell. But like, as example, you want to start out with the Soul Magic ability. And with the pieces you are given at the start of the game, the first component will do damage. That's like instant damage. Or heals. And then the next part you can do damage over time or healing over time. And then the third bit they give you will have an armor buff or an enemy debuff. And as you collect up the bits, you'll get lots and lots and lots of different options, like I said, for each of those steps. I think I probably have about 15 options at this point for each of those. I don't think there's that many more. There's not like a ton. I think for all three parts, the total number of things you can collect is like 50 things. So that's a little bit over 15, I guess, for each section. As you change these parts, you can do so for a small resource cost. Like if you make a spell and then you get a new component and you're like, oh, I want to change this one thing, then it only costs 1/3 as much to change just that one thing. I think in the main quest line, it took me probably only about 5 hours after starting the game to go through a few different quests and get to the point where I had unlocked those first few skills. There is a new zone with lots of new quests and lots of new people to talk to. I have barely scratched the surface of that because the big way you get the new little component parts for scribing is doing dailies, which are, I think, the Mage's Daily, the Fighter's Daily, Delve Daily, a World Boss Daily, and I think there are some PvP options that I'm ignoring because PvP is not interesting to me. So ever since I got that unlocked, I've been pretty much just spending my time grinding out those dailies so I can get all of the options as soon as possible. So I haven't really gotten into the various quests in the zone just yet. It is a very pretty zone, I guess you could say. It's in an imperial area, which I'm not really super into, the imperial design. I guess you could probably say it's sort of a middling spring kind of environment. There's some forests and some fields, nothing too extreme, like no snow or no lava or anything. I think there are some little bits of the area that do have components of that. But that is mostly due to, I think, an invasion by the Mirror Force that was introduced in the archives. So they're getting kind of ravaged quite a bit here and there in the zone. But overall, it's just sort of a middling green and then sort of autumn leaf colors from what I recall. If you are playing Elder Scrolls Online and looking for some new skills and abilities to add to your regular use, This is something I would definitely highly recommend, especially since you can sort of tweak them to your desired playstyle. Though do note that each one can only be used once, so if you have that first soul ability, like I mentioned, and you set up for healing, you cannot also duplicate it and have it set up for damage. You can do one or the other. You can change it as much as you want, but that is, you know, the core spell. So think of it like, I guess, a song, and for the, I don't know, song of happy people, it will only have, you know, a set number of components to it, and if you want the song of happy people to be, you know, depressing, you can change the lyrics, but, you know, that song of happy people is always only going to be that one, you know, song. Kind of weird to explain. The video will make much more sense if you're watching the video version of this. But that's all my thoughts for the new Elder Scrolls Online chapter. The new final shape for Destiny 2 is pretty cool. They have a new primary questline, as they always do for the new expansion. This one is very linear, in that you're going sort of east-ish across the new zone. And something very different for this questline is that as soon as you finish a quest, pretty much it will pick right up immediately where you are. So you do one step, and then another step, and then another step, and then another step, and then another step, and then maybe you'll get a break where you go back to camp. And of course, it's really cool in that if you have to leave for whatever reason and you stop at a particular step, you go back to, you know, the little beepy thing that starts the quest, and it will take you right back to where you left off. I think Prismatic is pretty cool, but I don't see it appealing to everyone. You do kind of have to have a pretty decent understanding of how builds work, although the starting build they give you pretty much forces you to do X and Y, so it is, you know, pretty balanced from the start, but it is kind of easy to sort of mess that build up as you go along, and then you're not being anywhere near as efficient as you need to be, because the way Transcendence works with Prismatic is that you have to build up light power and dark power sort of on a bar underneath your super, and then when they both meet, you can activate Transcendence. So if you have too much of one or too much of the other, you'll fill up that side of the bar and it'll stop at, you know, 50% for that side, and the other side will barely be moving. So you will be not very efficient in terms of that. And so I think a lot of people might not be interested in that, and they might just go back to their full light or dark subclass, because those all have synergy. Kind of doesn't really matter what you put in your abilities and your other perks and such. They all synergize for that one class. Whereas, I wouldn't say Prismatic can fight itself, but like I said, it definitely can be designed in a way that is not very efficient in terms of how you are using your stuff. Like for me, I was fully planning on going Solar and then Strand, Prismatic limits how much stuff your class gets from each thing, and so I didn't realize that even though, you know, when I'm on my Solar build, I can just do Incendiary and blow up, you know, the whole screen, and there's explosions going off all the time, and it's very big and explodey. But now, because of how I'm limited and how the perks work together, I'm not being as explodey anywhere near as often. So you have to kind of completely rework how your brain thinks about the build and be careful, you know, you're 50-50, and are those 50-50, you know, fighting each other, or are they synergistic, or are the weapons you're choosing actually working and proccing the things you need to proc, you know, because it is different than the full class. So I don't know, a big long rambly explanation there, but be careful with it. You know, if you're not super happy, maybe go back to your original subclass and return to Prismatic, you know, at a later time after you sort of unlock more things and maybe, you know, sort of get it. I do really like the new area they are taking you through, and I have been far more interested in the area in general and the quests they're doing than any previous expansion. Though in part that could be because they're sort of tying things up slash closing out a lot of the storylines from previous NPCs, so they had, you know, a lot of stuff going on, and so now they're feeding all that into the lore and building on all of that. And so maybe, you know, that won't hold up long term because they will have closed it all out and then they're like, well, now what do we do? They have also changed the reward system in a lot of ways to this new Pathfinder system, they're calling it, which is basically sort of a converging web towards the reward in question. And you can pick, you know, you start on the left side and you're like, oh, I want to do this and this. And then you do those things and then that connects to the next row over and then you do the next thing over. So you kind of want to preview through it and see sort of which things you like and where you want to start and where you want to go. However, one very cool thing I do like about it is that if you're doing a thing and it's, you know, 4 or 5 layers deep and you haven't got a connecting node to it, it will still complete that node. Like, I think the first time I was working on it, I actually completed doing, I think it was energy kills in the Pale Heart, although that was like the 3rd rank over, and I hadn't even completed the 1st rank things I was working on. So that was pretty cool to see, and then I just, you know, worked my way to connect to that later. So you don't really lose progress per se, but you do probably want to, you know, sort of plan your route and see which things you like and which things you want to avoid. Once you complete the main campaign, the Pale Heart opens up like any other location. There's, I think, 3 or 4 drop sites where you can land and sort of do stuff in that area. And you can, you know, traverse as you did through the campaign, you know, just on foot, as it were, if you want. But it is really strange because this time they made it all solo-based. So you can invite your friends, but by default, it's all solo. You won't ever see any other people, which is very strange because it makes it feel even more lonely than normal. I guess there are some special things to collect and some secret puzzle-type things to work on, so I guess that's why they did it. It would be probably super frustrating to be, you know, working on a puzzle and be in the middle of a thing and somebody, you know, flies along out of nowhere and finishes it, and you're like, what the hell just happened? Who was that guy? Why did they finish my puzzle? I didn't even know what was going on. I wanted to do it myself. So I guess maybe that's why they did it, because, you know, that can't happen. But in typical Bungie fashion, when you do complete the quest line, not all of your abilities are unlocked. There are, I think, 4 of them that are sort of hidden behind really crazy secret things. I had to, like, look them up and I was like, yeah, I never would have ran into that and figured that out. And then there's a few more after that where you have to do these sort of special chests that have various different activities connected to them. I won't, like, spoil any of them. They aren't too hard to figure out, but the first time you work on them, you're like, what is going on here? And then you get 5 of those special chests, and then you get sort of a beacon waypoint towards the super secret ability unlock is. So that's going to take a bit to get the last few ones of those as well. I would make a point of reminding people not to use your upgrade materials at all during the campaign, because even though it does say light level disabled or something like that in the corner above the button, I didn't realize exactly what that meant. So what that means is it doesn't matter if you're the base light level of 1900 or the maximum of 2000, you know, you go into the campaign quest and it's going to be set to, you know, X. And it doesn't matter what your level is, X is the level it's going to go by. It does not matter what light level you're at while you're working on the campaign, so do not upgrade your stuff. You know, just save it as you always do for later infusing, and then just scrap it as, you get higher stuff. But don't actually infuse it until you're done with the campaign, because then you just take the highest level things and you only do it once, unlike me, who did probably 20 of those upgrade mats before I realized, oh, that's what it means. So I wasted a bunch of upgrade stuff. So, please do not waste your upgrade mats while you're going through the campaign, because now it is a set light level that it does not tell you, and it doesn't matter what your light level actually is. If you are a continuing player of Destiny, I would highly recommend the Final Shape. If you are someone who has considered it and not gotten into it up to this point, it might be rough to start with if you are a solo player. If you have a friend who can be like, that means this. Oh, do this like this. Oh, set this up like this. And they can explain stuff to you as you, have questions, or they just, flat out help you and tell you what to do, which is kind of annoying sometimes. But somebody you're going to play with, then it's probably okay. But Bungie is kind of designing this one a lot more based on what has come before in terms of this is what to expect. Like, they'll hide something over the side of a cliff and you have to either jump up it or jump down it in a very specific kind of way to get to it. People who are new to Destiny will not think to do that, at least not most of the time. So that kind of stuff is pretty common. So if you aren't used to the design, like I said, it might be a rough one to start with. And I will admit, even playing ever since the Moon beta on Destiny 1 way back in the day, there are still things like the special chests for Pale Heart this time where I will do it and I will be like, yeah, I just absolutely do not get what you're trying to tell me to do, Bungie. And that's just a part of Bungie. So don't feel bad. Go to YouTube and look it up or ask your friends, because Bungie is not at all great at explaining stuff. But that's all I have for this time. So that's all I have to talk about this time. I guess it might be 4th of July before the next podcast. I'm not entirely sure. So if it is, happy Pew Pew Day to everybody. Be safe and don't eat too much. And, have fun in general. Don't get sunburnt either. I don't know what I'll talk about. I might talk about some more for the new expansions, because I'm still, just barely starting them. But I don't know for sure. But hopefully, I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit RABB number 1T. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License, 2024.